由好莱坞著名影星 Alan Rickman 主演的影片 Bottle Shock 酒质受损在美国公映。在片中他饰演享誉国际的葡萄酒大师，影片真实地再现了1976年巴黎品酒会的轰动场面。影片在当初开拍的时候曾经激怒了当年巴黎品酒会上的葡萄酒生产商，他们认为这是一场不公平的竞争，并声称将起诉他们的竞争对手，但是片方得到多方授权，使得影片得以顺利开拍。
For centuries, the best wines in the world were made in France. And in 1976,
本片根据真实事件改编而成。1976年，英国酒商史蒂文·斯拜瑞尔在巴黎组织了一次品酒会。
I'm going to California to try and find some respectable competition. The world
tends to. 史蒂文专卖法国酒。他举办这场比赛的原意是想借美国200周年国庆日造势，彰显法国酒的优势，以赢得更多的对法国酒的关注。没想到比赛结果令人大跌眼镜，来自美国加州的葡萄酒打败了历来被人们所膜拜的法国酒，改变了只有法国酒才是品质象征，而加州酒只是廉价可乐的定论。
Against the French tradition,
people make some pretty good wine in this area.
My definition of palatable might be slightly different from yours.
They didn't have the history.
Everything all right here?
These Californian wines, oh, so good.
What were you expecting?Thunderbird.
The cultivation of the vine is an art form.
Was a dream.
这场品酒会具有革命性的影响，酒标上标明的国家或产区对消费者的魔力终于被打破。开盖定论，酒瓶子里装的是什么货才是最重要的评判标准。
I'm sorry, sir, but FAA rules only allow you to bring one bottle of wine in a travel bag.
I can't have these wines jostled about in cargo.
I'll take one, and so will my husband.
I'll carry one for sure.
This fall, discover the true story.
La première place.
That shocked the world. Bottle shock.